Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Talk Yo-ish. I'm Tatiana, and I'm not only the hostess with the mostest, but I get people to spill all their tea while learning about their erotic, exotic jobs and professions. Ever wonder what a porn star does on her free time? Well, here it is. So enjoy the show. Bunny's Cabaret on Park. We are here for Kay Heffy's birthday. I know I saw him come through and I was trying to say hey, because that is a nice looking human being.
Yes, yes.
What do you think, Jin? Is that good?
Yes.
Can you hear me? You keep looking at me. You know this is an awkward podcast. You know we got Heffy in the building. Heffy's in the building. How old? How old is this human being today? Probably 21.
How old is she? How old?
29. 29. Oh, my God. Look like a baby.
I remember when I turned 29.
I remember.
I had that birthday for 3 years in a row.
Oh, I think I'm still having it right now. I think it's still going right now. Sir, you look like you've been holding a tip. You could make it rain on the podcast, sir. Okay, we can't wait. I'm excited. We wore the good panties tonight, y'all. Here at Bunny's Cabaret with CeeLo Brooks. We cannot wait to have these people in the building tonight. We are also here with Mika. We've got Gavin. We have got Pole Assassin coming through. He said Miss Chase. I think he said Miss Chunky Bricks. Oh, my God. I might be saying things' names wrong. I'm sorry, guys, if I am. I'm sorry if I am, because I cannot wait to get you guys on here so that I can get it right tonight. That's all I want to do for everybody. So, Jin, tell me what's going on. I know it's loud, but we need to talk into the big black dick.
Okay. What's going on with me?
Yes, tell me, because you got a podcast coming, bitch. Let's really talk.
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
It's called WKYNK, The Drip.
Yes, The Drip.
But it's going to be focused around the artistic value of all the people in our industry.
Yep.
A lot of the people you talk to, a lot of the people we know.
Yeah.
I do, as you know, I'm writing a book called Emergence of Self, The Poetic Memoirs of a Stripper.
Yeah.
So I'll be starting off every episode with a piece of poetry to whet the audience's appetite.
Yeah.
And then we'll be bringing on our guests and having open discussions about just our experiences in the industry, the places we've been, the things we've done, the people we've interacted with and seen, and just opening up everyone to the unseen, usually hidden talents and aspects of those of us in the industry. I feel like we get undermined a lot.
We do. That's why I have the podcast, because I want people to know that it's important for us to talk about it. I mean, we are people too.
Yes, and I just want to say thank you, Tati.
You're welcome.
For opening me up to this world.
I have opened you.
And you're like my fairy godmother
on
this journey.
I love that! You know what's funny? MJ, that you met up there at the door, girl, she just called me that. She texted me.
Seriously?
She goes, I swear to God. When she comes down, she was like, you're like the fucking fairy godmother, bitch. And I'll tell you what, girls, I've been taking nothing but hits from other niggas, some other bitches. They hate on the pod.
You know what Cat Williams said, right?
What?
We all know what he said.
What?
All you experienced initiated people know what he said.
Tell me.
If you got 10 haters at the beginning of the summer, you need 10 more.
Oh.
You ain't doing something right.
I ain't doing
by
it
the
right.
End of the summer. Okay?
I feel like I'm doing an extra right, because every time I walk somewhere, I've got another hater. But you know what's great is that they tell me. They tell me right to my face. They come up and go, you're a fucking bullshit, bitch.
Hey, and suck I fucking, a dick and die.
And I can't stand you and go set up over there. And set your shit up over there. Do you need some help? And then they write a check really mad.
Oh,
yeah, real mad.
I take back that earlier suck a dick and die.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't give you time to talk. I'm sorry.
Don't die, just suck my walker wheel. That's how it goes down in this bitch. Well, you know, I'm a comedian at heart. That's how I am. That's how my life is. I cannot go through life without joking. I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself and you can't laugh at shit that you do, what the hell is the point?
You can't take life seriously or you'll never make sure Ryan Reynolds said that in like Van Wilder's
in
National
like,
Lampoon.
Wait, in like life? He said it in like life, I think. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I've been through a lot, and if I didn't laugh, I would. You asked me earlier, how do I go through stuff? I fucking make jokes, and I laugh about it. If I don't laugh about it, I would be so angry and cry. Even, okay, so my sister thinks I'm like a serial killer. When I cry, sometimes if I'm so angry, I will cry, and then I start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And crying.
I do that before I get into all of my favorite fights. And
oh, my God. And I'll be like, I don't know what's happening. And, like, people probably think I'm a fucking crazy-ass moron. And I can't help it because it'll be in the most awkward moments when I'm, like, when you're going to, like, buy weed. And I'm, like, the weed man's coming to the car, and I'm like, I was a pita party.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
What about when people cry around you? Like, what if right now, like, I get a text.
Yeah.
And I just start hyperventilating. Would you, like, hug me or pat me?
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so those moments, I'm going to be serious with you, and I'm going to hold you, and we're going to cry.
Seriously?
And, but there's going to be that one break that once it gets awkward, I'm going to say something to make you laugh. In the most, I don't like to be insensitive, so I'll be like, at least we got good pussy. See? And then that just breaks you. And then we go into talking about it, and then if we have to leave, we have to leave. I mean, friends come first. I told you that.
Yeah.
It's important to me.
You're a beautiful soul.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're a beautiful soul, and I'm glad our beautiful souls mesh together because you are here co-hosting with me out here at this crowded-ass motherfucking club tonight on a Wednesday for CeeLo. No, all gas, no brakes. I keep saying no brakes, all gas.
CeeLo's a pretty cool
Yeah,
person.
That's no brakes, all gas. Right? Yeah, I keep saying it wrong. All gas, no brakes. I don't know. I say it backwards a million times.
I don't know. All ass, me shake.
Well, my sister calls me no pumps Tatiana, which I don't fucking know what the fuck that means.
I wish I had a sister. I usually just get called sugar tits.
Are you? Well, that thank God your sister doesn't call you that. What? Wait, you don't have any siblings?
No. Wait, no, I got three brothers. No sisters, though.
Okay. Well, you're lucky.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Why do you? You don't want
because
it.
Because I listen.
You don't want the smoke.
I was raised with three men.
That's
like,
great.
Well, three brothers, and like it's just mostly males in my family.
Listen.
So like, I really want a best friend.
Do you want?
And, like,
no.
I don't know how to connect with women.
She's not gonna be your best friend.
Because I'm like, hey, can you know later? You want to go like blindfold ourselves and like turn our backs to each other and masturbate? The first one that comes dies, and like they look at me crazy.
And if you had a sister, she's going to fucking look at you crazy. Let me tell you about little sisters. She's not your best friend. Think about you as a hater.
No.
Okay, do you want that?
No.
Okay, that's what you have to deal. Your sister is, even though your biggest supporter and the one you love, she is like the biggest hater.
I would teach her from an early age.
No.
Be nice to me. All I want to do is love you. I will stick you in this oven and cook you and eat you.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. You'll get your man fucked over that one.
I did that to my little brother once.
You
when
fucked
he was
his
like,
man?
No. Wait. Whoa.
Let me turn this mic up. Did you not fucking hear what I said? I said. Hold on. Wait, I feel like my mic is not up. You did not hear what I said?
What did you just say?
I said. I said, that's going to get your man fucked.
Oh, wait. No.
And then you said, I did that to my brother. And I said, you fucked your brother's man?
Next,
right? You getting on the pun?
He was a total pain in my ass, and one day I took him in the kitchen in Jamaica, and I was like, look, the oven is on. I'm going to hog tie you, and I'm going to fucking cook you and eat you if you don't stop fucking with me. He is 20-something years old.
And I bet he never did it again.
No, he did not.
See? You don't want the sister. I'm telling you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop making your death wish.
I see what you just
fucking death wish. Now, I wanted to welcome Heffy over here because this is this beautiful creature's birthday today. I cannot believe you are 29 years old. Can we switch on over? I hate to watch you walk away, but I love to watch you leave. All right. Yes, how are you?
Hey, what's up with you?
Good. Oh, see, look, you got mic etiquette in this bitch. You knew this was a dynamic mic. You knew to put your mouth. Look, I usually say the big black dick, but I won't be disrespectful on your birthday.
Tag said hi.
Yeah. Hi. All right, tell us about your beautiful self today.
Hey, how everybody doing? My name is Hefe. I'm out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And we're turning up for my birthday.
I know, that's right. So you 29?
Yeah, I turned 29 tonight at 12.
Hey, why you look like a baby?
Because I'm a living leprechaun. And my birthday St. Patrick's Day?
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
Shit, how tall are you? Because I'm 4'8".
I'm 5 foot on the dot.
Okay, we're going to do a stand-up in a little bit. Talking about the radio. So this is Tokyo-ish, and my name is Tatiana, and I'm happy to have you. Trap was telling me about you. Well, I saw you in the car when my homegirl was showing you her titties.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I told her to put them away because I said his kids are in the car.
Let me see your phone.
Yeah. All right, what we doing with the phone? I got everything, Facebook, Instagram.
I'm just
going
to show you a little something.
Okay, show me something. So you rap, right?
I made Pussy Poppin' and Slow.
Oh, shit, that's like not even rap. Pussy Poppin' is feel good music.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I love it. What's one of the good ones?
Right now, I just signed a distribution deal through Sony Music. So right now, I'm trying to figure out like what's hot and what's not and what the hell I need to be doing.
Congratulations in this bitch. Yes, I'm so excited for that.
Just showing you me and my promo girls. I had a promo team of 20 girls, and then it knocked down to 12, and now it's like 6 of us.
Oh, we can jump that back up. I got Playboy Bunny's porn stars. I got girls with millions of followers. So
that's when my name was Hugh Hefe, but my name's just Hefe now.
All right, well, listen, we're going to come up to Hugh Hefe because I'm Hugh Tati.
That's when I was Hugh Hefe.
Yes.
That's just me and my girls, you know.
This is a good, I like this one. What's it called?
It's called Dosemi.
And we can find this on everything?
Yes, on everything.
I'm going to post all your links below. So tell me, what's the latest one that you had out?
The latest song I just made is called Pussy.
Just Pussy?
It's called Pussy. But I sent it to Sony Music. They said they can't
do nothing with it. Just a big bleep the whole way. So for them, what kind of feel-good music can you make? Do you have to just make, what do you have to call it, the beaver, vagina? You have to call it something else?
I told them, I said I can just change it to Usy.
And they don't like that?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay. But that's a big deal. So how many times can you send something to them? I mean, for them to reach out to you and for you to sign, that's a big-ass deal.
I actually went to an artist showcase in Tampa, and I won. And then they asked me to go to Miami.
That's hot.
When I went to Miami, I lost because I was like number 67.
Damn. Well, almost 69, so that's good. But damn, that means there was a whole lot of,
I was like one of the only artists from Florida trying to get a deal in Florida. Like artists driving in their buckets all the way to Florida.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So why do you think it was so hard for a Floridian to get a deal?
It wasn't hard, but I didn't see none. It wasn't no artists from Florida here.
What about judge-wise? I'm going to save that. What about judge-wise? Like, who are the judges when you go?
It was Sony Music, Universal. It was, like, different A&Rs from, like, different labels and stuff.
Were you nervous?
Not really.
No, that's just what you do. How long you been performing?
I started freestyling, like, when I was, like, 19. Because my best friend, his name was Lil Keith on the Beat. He made beats for celebrities, so since I've been younger, I've been dipping and dabbing in that.
Somebody passed the toast.
My best friend was Lil Keith on the Beat. We got millions of views all around the world.
That's good. Well, you know, I'm going to get all your stuff, all your YouTube, everything. We're going to get this popping. Well, I'm excited to meet you. When I knew it was your birthday and I saw you in the car and Trap said something, I was like, well, damn sure I'm going to be there because I'm booked and he's booked. We booked together, bitch.
Hey,
what we going to do tonight? Now, you ain't pussy popping on the pole, are you?
No, I had a pole in my house, like, and it was a spinning pole.
Yes! I got some pop-up poles.
I used to play on it, but I ain't getting on no damn pole.
What? I bet your ass show off on that motherfucking pole in this bitch. It's your birthday. You're supposed to birthday pole it. You got to show them bitches how it's done.
Somebody better get on the pole.
We going to get them on the pole. I brought Ginger Snaps with me. I'm trying to get her to get on there. I said, man, we need to get some tips. Bitches need to make it rain on the podcast, so we're going to get her up there at least once. Even though she's retired, she wore them coochie cutters.
She was on the pole.
Yeah, Ginger Snaps. That girl is a pole assassin.
That's her name, Ginger Snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she got that seat number.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't bring no
on the radio.
I don't bring, no, we can say whatever. Pussy pie, you could, man, say it all on mine. I own my shit. I'm the only one.
I can't have a radio station like in the car radio in my city.
Yeah.
But I feel like I should have like a co-host, like a team, like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
I'm right here. I'm the best co-host ever. I'm like a wing everything. I walk with the walker, but my husband says I have six legs for a reason. Because I run circles around the niches. So I'm down for it. I never knew what my niche was, but I've been doing a podcast about a year, and I've figured out it's running my fucking mouth.
Yeah, one of my best friends, he's going to start a podcast.
Is he? Well, listen, I am always down to give out any advice.
Like an influence, though.
Yeah. Listen, I will let you know everything
like
I know. The motivational. Yes, I am. I'm definitely probably not as motivational as I could be, but I just wanted something for the girls, for the platforms. I mean, if you want to pop that pussy, I want to legit tell people why you want to do that. I don't see if that's what you got to do to feed your child, then feed your child. You
know I wish I could. Can I email you a song?
Absolutely. Oh, so this is what I would like to do also for you. I would like to do a podcast outside of here where it's just me and you, and we can sit and we can play your music in the back while we're talking.
Oh,
and
that's
we can,
cool. That's cool.
Because right now, I mean, unless they're going to play it. Play your song, that'd be great. But I want you to be able to get a personal.
Ask him. You gotta ask him.
You gonna play a song? You gonna play a song? We'll see. We're gonna see if we get heavy play. Oh, my hair blended. Don't burn it. It's blended. Gonna cost you $250.
I'll pay for it.
Oh, I'm just about to say gonna cost $250. Don't blend it. This is my birthday wig. My hair real long though, so if I take this off, I'll be like, y'all gonna want to see up. But I definitely want to do that for you. I want to sit somewhere private.
Because
a lot of people get distracted when we're in the club, and I'd be like, focus. Look, focus.
I don't run my own club nights and shit.
I'd be like, focus. You'll hear from time to time in my pod, I have to tell people to focus. Yeah, this is the fun part about it, because I want a light podcast. I want you to be able to tell yourself. So when people hear this, they'll be able to come later to hear you.
Yes, I want them to come later.
Yes, later.
They get greater later, so come later.
Yes, I always say bigger, better. Tell us some places that they can reach you, book you.
You can hit me up on Instagram, short_fitted. That's my Instagram. Facebook, K Campbell.
Yep, I won't say.
Distracted.
Yeah, see, I told you that. Okay, say it again. You don't get. I know what I'm talking about.
No, she just walked out. Like,
but it's still. But it. That's
no,
what
right,
happened.
You're right,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, look, she at work. So I'm gonna do that. But no.
Start over.
You can follow me on Instagram at short_fitted. That's my Instagram. Where I'm on. I just got my Instagram back, so y'all please hit me up on there. Also, you can hit me up on Facebook. Under Hefe Rich, Triller, Hefe Rich, TikTok, Hefe Rich. That's my song right there.
Yeah, look.
That's one on.
Let me see. This is one of the first ones you made.
No, this is the song that got me a deal.
So. Yes, let's hear this deal. That's you right now?
Nah, that's my love.
I'm about to say, you sound deep as hell.
That's
hold
my
up.
Song.
Can everybody hear it? Is that one of the guys that are with you tonight?
That's everybody.
No, I'm saying on the track, that's him?
Nah.
You know, I'm nosy. I want to know. I want faces to name.
This way.
Now, because you make all these songs, are you single?
Yeah, I was in a relationship for the past 5 years, but I kicked my chick out.
Damn, you had to say that part.
No, if you've been getting cheated on,
yeah, but you
said
that I can't.
Get jail bids and a prison bid, bond them out, get them a
loan. Yeah, what kind
and
of
they credit over 800 now?
What kind of hood chick did you have?
Yeah.
God, okay. Well, we gonna think outside the box for the next one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't need it. I'm 29. I'm trying. All my
20s. I've been trying.
Whoever want me, they gonna come to me.
Listen, I've been married 20 years. I met my husband as the best friend.
Fuck.
See? Well, I'm telling you. Well, I'm glad.
And she's telling me it's still on.
Oh, shit. Is she coming here tonight? If she come up, I'm packing this shit up. I don't know you. Is she crazy? Is she Puerto Rican?
No, she's not.
Oh, my God.
And that's normally my CeeLo. That's what my friends said. All my friends from middle school to high school. They was like, Kira. Fuck it, I tell y'all my name.
Kira.
They like, Kira, you like Puerto Ricans and stuff. What you doing? I'm like,
Listen, you're gonna need a nice, don't say white. You're gonna need a nice Asian. You need somebody that's not crazy. Most Asians are not, but they get that one hit or quitter. Their brother come out and kick you in the neck. It's over.
One of my best friends, Asian. Is she
girl?
Crazy?
Oh, shit. You got to stop attracting crazy girls.
Huh?
You got to stop attracting crazy girls.
Yeah, I know.
Ginger, are you crazy? Ginger, are you crazy?
Huh?
Do you get crazy in a relationship?
My name is Ginger.
Okay, yep. Yeah. She's crazy. Okay. We thought it stood for snap pussy, but it stood for I snap. But that's not the name. That's not the name. The name's because you're a little crazy. Look, she got crazy on me! I said Ginger snapped. We thought it stood for the snap and the pussy, but it's because you get snapped on snapped in this bitch.
It's all aspects.
Okay.
River. All
right.
Yeah, not layers.
I don't want to drown. We don't want to drown him.
You can swim, though.
I can't swim. I don't know. Hefe, are you going to take a swim later with Ginger?
I'm not gonna drown.
No, I know you won't. See, he won't drown. Heffy won't drown. Him got a boat. A boat and a paddle. I'm gonna give you a life jacket too.
Y'all gonna have me
I know, right? Look, distractions.
Wait, what's her name?
Heffy.
Wait, am I getting
the
pronouns?
Yes, Heffy. Oh, I don't know. Okay, what pronoun should we use? Because I said she, he.
I'm not delusional.
Let's just say you're black. No, listen, I'm never politically correct.
You heard what I said? I say I'm not delusional.
Yes, I know. All right, so Heffy.
I'm a woman.
She's a woman.
Heffy? A woman. Yes.
Heffy. Oh, I love that.
Oh, Ginger going to take you down.
My name is Heffy.
Oh, I said Heffy.
Are you like
Heffy. Heffy, yes.
My name used to be you, Heffy.
Used to be you, Heffy. Yes, Q Hefe, I got it.
Y'all about to make me name my name. That is my name.
It is. Now I named you. You got a new name. Your name's Hefe Heffy. Because you're heavy in that bitch. I love it.
Because if you look up my music videos, yeah. It's going to say Q Hefe. But when I signed my life, when I signed to Sony.
He's stupid.
When I signed to Sony, it's under Hefe.
I think Mariah Carey owns you now, right?
Huh?
I think Mariah Carey owns you now.
I wish.
Ain't she Sony?
I said I wish she owned me.
She's Sony, right?
Do she own me? I hope.
I think so. I think you are her magical leprechaun now. You know how she likes them. You know you need.
It's gonna say who that thing. That's another music video.
We gonna get this right. We gonna get this right in this bed. All right, I'm gonna post all the links below. On YouTube, it looks like. Is that you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? I can't wait. I'm gonna put my Tokyo ish somewhere in this bitch because.
That's me.
I like that shirt.
That's my one of my.
What? All right, we are watching a video right now. It is Hugh Hefe, J-E-F-E on YouTube. Oh, I can't wait to hear the music. Gonna hear that. I know. Look. Okay, we got to ask for this. We're ready. I know. You like it?
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm futuristic. I got a range this year.
Oh.
I like you.
Yes. Okay, it's on and popping now, guys. It's on. Ginger snaps then met Hefe, and this is what is going on. Because she is into raves. She is into all. We were just talking. She has a podcast, too. She does erotic poetry. She talks about dick, balls, cock, vaginas, pussy, dripping, jizz, everything. She just read me one about big titties. And then I have to show you some of her art. She had, like, what was the dog called? The ball dog? The little ball, the dog with the balls? Yes. You're a pervert. Ain't no bean a bean. All right, I can't wait to show you. I want to have fun with you tonight. Let's go take a shot. You ready for a shot?
Yeah, I'm ready for a shot.
All right, let's do a shot.
I am the shot.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I can't have none of that. I'm married. gonna let Ginger pop her pussy. You ready? I said we gonna have Ginger pop her pussy in a minute. Ginger, you ready? Ginger, you ready? Are you popping pussy for tip? Are you popping pussy for tip? Okay. All right. She's retired and we're popping it because I say we're gonna dust off that dancer pussy. If that's your VIP, I will release her and she can go have fun. I'm gonna release you to go have some fun. Go get released. She ain't got those little coochie cutters on for nothing. I bring she helps me and I bring the game. Well, I am so happy to have you in here. I hope we can collab together. I want to definitely, like I said, interview you by yourself. I want to make sure we can do it in a different environment, and I want to get you down, and I'm going to follow you around. We're going to do this tonight. I think this is going to be a great night. Are you performing?
Yeah, I'm going to perform.
All right, cool. I'm going to get that on my TikTok, bitch.
Yay.
Yay.
Happy.
Okay, that's what we gonna do, and I definitely want that in this bitch. And I want you to do a drop for me, but we gonna do it in a little bit because I want to be able to do a drop with your song in the back.
Cool, I'm fucking with it.
Yes, tell us one more time where they can find you.
Find me on Instagram, short_fitted. Find me on Trilla, Hefe Rich, everywhere, Hefe Rich.
And
Rich
we are
Nation, we in this bitch.
We are here.
Sony Music, we in this bitch.
Yes, we are here at Bunny's Cabaret with CeeLo Brooks. We are here for Hefe's birthday. We are here with Gavin, and we are here with MJ, Ginger Snap. We are here with some big names in the building tonight. Bunny's Cabaret on Park Boulevard on a Wednesday night. Come on, because it's shoulder to shoulder, bitches. Hey, you know I always tell the girls, big black dick in your mouth. That's what I tell them.
Hear me?
Now, we is here with CeeLo Brooks. Is this still all gas, no brakes?
Always going to be all gas, no
brakes. Yes, louder. Louder into the dick.
Always going to be all gas, no brakes.
That's what I like to hear in
no
this mother.
No in between.
No.
Now, reloaded.
We are here at Bunny's Cabaret on Park Boulevard on a Wednesday, and you be turning this bitch out, don't you?
What Wednesday, man? Pull up. Pull the fuck up. BYOB, man. Free great goose shots all night. Beautiful entertainers. We got the podcast with the beautiful Tatiana.
Talk your ish, bitch.
Ooh. Stop playing
CeeLo.
With me.
See, CeeLo done called me out for this bitch, and I told him I was going to prove myself to a bitch who don't want me in the club.
You know I want you in here.
Yes. We have been working together unofficially for years, but this is our first actual interaction where there is paid transactions and love in the building. What do you say?
Gotta pay the place.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man. Don't come in this bed flat tonight.
No, I say check
the
door.
We got racks out tonight, man. Stop playing.
What? You got some heavy hitters tonight? You got Pole Assassin, right?
Man, I got Pole Assassin. I got Chunky the Boss.
Yes. I want to meet her.
Dog.
Can I meet her? I've been dying to meet Chunky the Boss.
I got Remy coming in the building. I got Miss Chase coming in the building.
Yes. Why I don't know these girls?
I got Roxy coming in the building. Stop playing with me, man. I got Line Up. I got Yaya coming in the building.
Yes, Yaya.
Yes, I got Miss Currency coming in the building. Hey, man, y'all know I'm going to bring them out. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful entertainers. Bring your own bottle. What the fuck? Hey, listen. Yep. I'm trying to understand, right?
Yeah.
This BYOB,
yeah.
We open from 9 to, excuse me, I can't tell you what time we close,
okay,
but
yeah.
We up all night,
yeah.
Man. We outside with it, you
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing
from 9 p.m. to until, you feel me? BYOB. What the fuck I'm going to pay to go in a club for? When I can pay to come in this bitch, bring my bottle, drink like I want to drink, smoke like I want to smoke, and see some bad babies. Man, pull the fuck up, 7400 Park motherfucking Boulevard, man.
Now, how much is it to get in? Is there a VIP special?
Okay, you get here before 12, it's 10. It's $10 per admission, male or female. It's $20 extra to bring your bottle in. You know what I'm saying? But you can bring the biggest bottle you want if you want. Bring your leader in this bitch.
Yes.
However you want to rock.
When you come in, you get a bracelet, you can leave. Let's say you wanted to leave and
you
reload.
You come back, man. You come in early, come back in the aftermath at 3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we outside with it, man. We outside late night, man. The only motherfucking topless motherfucking goddamn after hours in Pinellas County, man. Stop playing with me, man.
Yeah.
We outside tonight.
CeeLo be bringing them babies, and tonight we gonna have a nice lineup for you tonight.
Man, I got Capo the Goat. I got Poncho 1K, you know what I'm saying?
Is it Hefe? Hefe's birthday? Am I saying the same right?
I got Hefe coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's a
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? My bartender, her birthday, Ruby.
Yes,
you know what
happy
saying?
Birthday,
shout out to
Ruby.
Ruby. That baby.
Is that her over there?
Yeah, that's her
yes.
over there.
Yes. Oh, it's her birthday. I love the outfit. I love the hat. Now, can I say, you got Mr. Sexy over there. I like that hair. I don't know what the fuck going on,
that's
but
my dude, that's our team.
He just stopped
ladies,
all my girls, all
my dude
girls.
Single.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all pull up on him.
I'm sorry,
y'all pull
swallowed
up on
hard.
Him. Yeah, yeah. She swallowed hard now.
So because my old girl seen him pull his hair out and she stopped talking, and the rest of us was
long
like,
long hair don't care, man.
What the fuck was he talking about?
Long
I don't know.
Hair don't care.
We all lost what the fuck we was talking about.
Yeah, we outside tonight.
Is he Samoan? Do you know?
I couldn't even break that down to you,
oh,
baby.
My goodness. I didn't want to do push-ups at the bar.
Yeah, he's doing dips at the bar, man. He's trying to show the flex.
I'm sorry. Do men take off their clothes in here, too, or no? If
I
it gets
mean,
hot?
You know what I'm saying? You can pay to play, baby.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything for selling this motherfucker.
I'm just
you
saying. Hey,
back
C-Lo.
Room. C-Lo. Boom, boom, room, man. Raise boom, boom, room, man.
CeeLo, flip the script.
Hey, OT, check it out, bro.
Are you Samoan?
The people want to know what's your nationality, man.
Indian, Fiji? Indian? Oh, I'm Blackfoot. Oh, Fijian? I've never even fucking heard of that.
He is Fijian.
What the
y'all
hell
look
is
that
a
shit up,
no,
man. Fijian.
What's a
Fijian? How do you spell that?
Oh, F.
Hold on, come here. Come talking to the big black dick.
Yeah. If you dare.
F-I-J-I, I like the water.
Fiji
water, half Fijian, half Puerto
Rican. What the
ooh.
Hell? Well, my homegirls and shit was swallowing hard, and we lost track of what the fuck we were talking about when you took your hair out, was brushing your hair. Very, girl, Ginger.
Ginger,
he's Fijian.
He's Fijian.
He's a Fijian.
Okay, look that shit up.
Look, Ginger said,
still
I don't know what it is, but I want it inside me.
Bitch,
no, I'm joking.
We're at Bunny's Cabaret tonight, man. Tokyo. In a building.
But I know, but I've never heard that word together.
Sounds, yeah. Very sexual, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know, I'm speechless. We stopped talking.
Y'all say Fiji water, man. Keep them wet like water, man. Y'all look them up, man. Pull up on them.
You want some Fiji? You want some hydration?
Nah, don't be thirsty now.
I'm sorry. A nigga like that, you're going to be thirsty as fuck.
Ginger that came here with her David Duke shorts on, y'all.
That's how I roll with my crew, man.
Ooh,
I'm not my crew going.
Legs out tonight.
Yeah.
Her coochie cutters, she say.
Because when she helps me
David
set
Duke,
up.
They coochie cutters. Them bitches cut up in the between them.
How you look?
Up and through that gentleman.
When
y'all
she,
come see that baby.
When she helped me set up, you know, niggas start throwing money. That's how we make the tip.
Damn.
Tip the tip. Put the tip in, see how it feels. Maybe. Look, CeeLo, look.
She wanted to go on stage. Hey. She wanted to pay house, y'all.
All
if
right.
She get tips, she wanted to pay house. House, what a God.
Listen, if we make, how much is house tonight?
House right now, ladies, is $20 before 12.
Well, if y'all they tip in this corner.
Early bird get the worm, man.
We'll see.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to make what? Is she giving you?
Matter the worm, big or small.
Can she work off that house?
She can work and do what she want to do.
I don't know. You might have
to
have a
tonight,
you
man.
Might have to have a Tokyo Ish set on stage. We needed some tips
ooh,
in this motherfucker.
Tokyo Ish on stage, man. Gender on the pole.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Listen.
Y'all pull up, man. Bunny's Cabaret.
Yeah, but we love retirement.
She's talking.
We love retirement.
She said only thing she want to do what?
Yeah, you heard her. Only pole she get on is some dick.
Excuse me.
But it costs.
Everything
we don't charge. It just costs.
Everything for sale over here, man.
Everything got a price.
Rent by a lease.
Well, you know, she can't wax herself if she doesn't have the lights on.
I tried to pierce my pussy one night.
Did it work?
No, my friend saw me and did it for me.
Ah.
Like,
but I said, if you don't get tipped, you can't pay your light bill, so you can't shave your pussy. correct? Who shaves in the dark? No one. Nobody.
She can feel for it, baby.
No, that, nuh-uh.
You better
no.
have a feel for it.
No, yeah. Have you tried to shave your balls in the dark?
Listen.
Tell
you better
me.
Have a feel for it, baby.
No, you can't. I want to see you shave in the dark right now. You're going to nick you gonna nick everything. Everything in that bitch. You're going to be ballless.
Baby. I'm a barber, so I'm good with my hands.
You're not in your balls. When it comes to your balls,
ooh.
I bet you.
Ooh.
How old are you now?
These motherfuckers been with me forever.
How old are you now?
So I know I didn't
But how old are you now?
Excuse me.
How old are you now?
I'm 28.
Okay, I was gonna say they. Baby. Yeah.
Okay, y'all know I'm just playing.
I know. I was like, you about, you gotta be at least 36, and I might be going low because you my age.
Damn, boy. Hey, I appreciate the compliment, man. For you those who do know my age.
You my age.
I'm what you say. 36 now. I'm in a mix. That's
no,
the whole
that's
thing.
Is that a lie? That's a lie too.
You know that right?
You 40 like me, ain't you?
Excuse me.
Looking like a little baby. He 40 like me, I bet. If he ain't, you older than me? Oh shit, CeeLo owning this bitch.
It's hard to tell, the black don't crack.
Yeah, black don't crack.
Never crack.
That's why he said he knows what his balls feel like.
Know what they feel like. Well, I ain't never had no problem with mine.
Well, I want to see this shaving in the dark. Somebody better videotape it.
I done touched this motherfucker so much, I can see this bitch. I know I can feel mine. Blindfolded with no, I can be blind, I can shave mine.
I listen.
Up. I know what they feel like.
Ginger gonna tape this.
Hey,
we got.
Hey, he be like Georgia.
But if I,
Georgia.
But if you wanna help me, you definitely can help.
Sure, for $9.95. No, we start with the lotion. For $39.95, you can get a landing strip with your name in it.
Hey, you know I'm finna start my OnlyFans.
I can't wait.
I hope that one knows you gonna sign up.
Yeah, cause I got mine, okay. So we gonna trade off.
Nah, I ain't gonna trade it off.
Why? You better trade content with me.
I'm gonna be selling for a minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All y'all.
What's it gonna be called? CeeLo Ballbrook?
I don't. Hey, that might be.
That's a good name.
That might be a good name, right there.
I'm telling you, because you need some kind of CeeLo Ballbrook. CeeLo Ballbrook. Yeah.
That sounds like a good OnlyFans.
Yeah,
man.
I'm
y'all
telling.
Stay tuned to that, man.
Yes, OnlyFans on that bitch. Now, who's DJing tonight?
We got DJ JB.
Oh,
on one, two,
JB might have to jump
vibes.
On. Does he want to jump on?
I got a question.
Yeah.
When you do your OnlyFans, can you please dress up as a Care Bear or Superman and watch someone doing something weird, jacking off in the closet?
Yeah, he'll watch you do it.
Please. I'll masturbate tonight.
Yep, see?
Superman.
Or Care Bear.
Or Care Bear or something.
Why you can't get butt naked?
Nah, because we don't know.
Nah. Why can't be Tarzan?
She'll take Tarzan.
Why can't be Tarzan?
But you better dress up. But you better dress up.
Why can't be Tarzan?
But you.
And let the motherfucker just hang and swing.
And she. No.
You.
You gotta.
Yeah, stop playing with
you gotta
me.
Put. You gotta put the antics into it. Don't say Tati, that's Ginger talking.
Hey, listen, Tati,
that ain't Tati talking.
This is the helicopter.
I need to let y'all two just
masturbation
talk.
Masturbation is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talked about
that
who did
it. That means you being in tune with yourself.
Because somebody was angry earlier, and I said someone must have not touched themselves. And Marie said everybody didn't today, and Ginger said I did because these hands don't stop. Yeah, and then she was gone for about 15 minutes, and then she came back. So I don't know. She was like, I'm just fixing my lashes, but I don't believe her. Like, who masturbates their lashes off?
Listen.
Oh, my God.
The
what the hell kind of masturbation do you have? Like, other person masturbation? Do you summon the demon?
She bring out the demon.
Oh,
that would have sounded like to me. She bringing out the demon.
Oh, my God. You jizz on
demon.
Them?
I rub them away.
You rub them away.
Man, Ginger outside tonight, man.
Man, y'all two take you
y'all
this in the back.
Y'all pull up, man. Y'all pull up, man.
Go get me the
7400 Park Boulevard, man.
Bunnies. Ooh. Go get me the DJ before Ginger fucks them.
Hey, listen, he open game, too.
All right, everybody, this is Tatiana, and I am here with the beautiful
Meek Hendrix.
Oh my God, let me get her closer to the dick. All right, go ahead.
It's your girl, Mickey Meek Hendrix, and I'm here tuning all the way the fuck in.
Yes. Oh, my God. Where did you come from, beautiful?
I'm from Tampa, Florida, born and raised.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you do?
I'm a singer. I'm a rapper, a writer, a poet, a model. I'm a jack of all trades.
Oh, I love it. We was just talking about jacking off, but you said jack of all trades, so I keep it.
Jack of all trades. I do everything.
Yes. Oh, my God. So tell me about your music.
Well, my music is very versatile.
And loud as you can.
My music is very versatile. I sing, I rap, I do poetry. Like, I'm all over the place. I even do Christian music. I have no genre of music.
Did you start there at Christian music?
Yes. My dad, he was a pastor. Unfortunately, he just passed on
I'm
the 10th
of sorry,
last
baby.
Month. But, yeah, that's why I started. That's where my foundation began, within the church.
You know that's where it all starts, girl.
Yes, you ain't no artist if you ain't started in the church.
Nah, if you don't blow with them ladies, you don't know. Did your family put you in the church?
Yeah, my dad, he was a pastor. We was in church every other day. Like, I didn't party until I got, like, 18.
Oh, wait, you was a bad kid, though.
Yeah, I was the rebellious kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was me. I got my first tattoo like at 13. That was me.
I was like 15.
Yeah, like I was a rebellious.
Where was it? Was it on your titty?
No, it was on my on my arm right here, on my right arm.
Oh, what did he say when he saw it?
Oh, I got a whoop in the whole
spring break. Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, shit. Back then, how old are you? About 25?
Nah, I'm 26. I'll be 27 next
year. I'm really good. I was a door girl for 12 years. I'm good with ages.
Oh, yeah, girl. You was almost there.
Almost. I was right on point.
Yeah.
You threw me off because you had a hat on and the shorts on. And I was like, but then the thing's on. So I was like, okay, wait. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you had heels on, I would have had it on point.
Yeah.
What kind of, where can we hear your albums at?
I'm on all platforms. Only thing you have to do is type in Mika Meek Hendrix, MekaMeekHendrix. And also you can look me up on YouTube. And on YouTube, my YouTube channel is Meek Hendrix, MekaHendrix. Yeah,
I'm going to put all your links below, too.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Very
yeah,
much.
Don't leave without getting my information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so happy. Is this your first time here at Bunny?
No, I actually cool with the DJ. We very tight.
He's a sweet guy.
Yes, I'm here almost every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, well, Tokyo Ish has been here a few nights, but I'm back because I'm back, bitch.
Welcome back, bitch.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, Tokyo Ish is more known now, and I'm going all over the state. I've been out of the country. I did a tour in Italy. So I did a couple podcasts in Italian, and I didn't think I was funny in another language, but I guess I was.
Oh. You always got to test the waters. I didn't think I was a good artist until I put out a single.
See? Look. Wait. Look. I want to rap. I want to get in there rap. I think I can say some shit.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm pissed off, I've got the best motherfucking raps in the world.
Yes, that's hard.
In this bitch. Well, I'm ready to make a Tokyo Ish song, so I'm just looking for the artists that want to be able to jump on, and I just want a few little. I just want a few little dirty verses. I want to feel a little Trina in this bitch.
Go look me up. I'm the queen of dirty.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. You going to give us something tonight?
No, not tonight. Okay. I'm chilling. It's a Saturday.
They going to play something of yours?
Yeah, they going to play something tonight. All right.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I would love to have you. We'll do another podcast. We'll do a quiet podcast.
Okay.
And not set up and not come out to you. And we can just chill, talk,
most
eat,
definitely.
Smoke, whatever.
Most definitely. It was great.
Yes. I love it. All right. So you're on Facebook, Instagram, all of it?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Mika Meek Hendrix. I'm on Instagram at Mika Meek _Hendrix. And everything else is Mika Meek Hendrix. And on YouTube is Meek Hendrix. And you can also email me for bookings at MikaMeek_0415.
I love it. Do you be recording out in Tampa too?
Yes, ma'am. I do everything out of Tampa.
Oh, I'm old. You call me ma'am. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I call everybody ma'am. It's just
nah, but
a little lingo.
I turned 40 this year. Well, last year. I turned 40 last year, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I was trying, but I don't look 40, do I?
Mm-mm, you look good, girl.
Oh, good, yes. I like all that lying you do. I like that lie you told me.
It keep them happy.
It does. It's all right. Now, let me tell you. Now, are you single?
No, I'm not.
What you got out there? You got somebody?
Yeah.
Who you got?
I got a little boo thing.
Just ask. Because a lot of people will hit me up and be like, what's up? Because, you know, if we was going to do Flavor of Love in this bitch.
I don't know about a lot, but we can do some bookings.
I'm
just booking all in my bag right now.
Ah, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Well, if y'all get married, I want to come at the wedding. We're doing a podcast there. Oh, what? It's not marriage for time.
I mean, I'm not saying that. It's just, taking my time. I just lost my father.
I'm sorry, baby. Yeah.
You know. No major stuff right now, but I am looking forward to it.
All right, I'm telling you, I've been married 20 years, so I'm just rush everybody.
Oh, trust me, we almost like we married though.
Yes, it'll be your best friend. That's what it is.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes. Well, I'm so happy that you came over. I thought the DJ was coming. I was like, good, I'm glad.
Yeah, he gonna come down here.
I was like, no, fuck that. I want this video. Look at that. Because, you know, I don't know everybody in the building. And I saw you walk in earlier, and I was like, oh, she looked like she got that good attitude, too. She yes. looked up like this, and she looked like this. I was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stay with positive energy.
I loved it. It was your lashes that caught me. I said, who the fuck got a hat on with some lashes? That's makeup. Listen, I'm all about the lashes. I always tell my girls, I'm like, put the fucking, I don't care if you not wear nothing. Lashes, baby, lashes. They make you look like you're wearing all this makeup.
Yes, and I ain't even wearing no makeup. Actually, I'm going through a chemical peel with my skin.
You look amazing. Well, let me tell you, the lash, and look, I had an eyebrow ring, too. It came out. It got ripped out.
And I love my girl. I've had this since I was, like, 16.
Bitch, me too. I was 15.
Yes, I pierced my own soul.
Oh, my God. Did you ain't pierced your vagina, did you?
Just my belly button.
Like yourself? Oh
and
my!
I got the side of my face pierced, but I did that like in the shop. But everything else, I pierced myself with my own ears.
Now, do you do piercings, or that's just your?
I used to do piercings, but I'm into being a mommy and rap now.
Oh, you're a mommy?
Yes, my son is gonna be 5 next
time. Oh, congratulations on the mommy! I did not peg you as a mommy.
Nobody does.
God dang it! I did not.
You're a mom.
You're a young mommy.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. It's good to be a young mommy. You're going to grow up. But no more, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no more kids.
I had my baby at 21. Yeah. I'm good.
Please don't do it anymore. No. I'm a no kids. I don't have any kids, but I love my nieces and my nephews. And I think you should just, you know, do for you. And this world's an ugly place. That's all.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to bring a kid in and try to show. I'm already showing my son, like, how to be a man.
Yeah.
You know, so
and that's hard. We're women.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to hold off on him.
Yeah, no, let's hold off on it all the way. Let me just tell you, it's good to be an only child. I'm not anymore, just saying.
His cousins come over and then he don't want to share nothing.
See, it's perfect. My sister came along when I was 7, almost 8. And it's funny because I called the doctor just a few weeks ago. I said, how much for a, like, 10,000-week abortion?
Oh, God.
And then he was like, what the hell? I said, I was just wondering if you could put her right back.
I'm trying to tell you, like, and my son is in those, like, terrible turning 5 stages.
Oh, my God. Is he everything?
He's everything, and then he think he my dad.
Oh, you know this going to happen, right? He not going to let nobody
he
come
like,
over.
Who you talking to? What we going? He that type. Of, I don't want to eat this. I want to do this. Yeah, why we doing?
Okay, well, I can't wait until we talk again when he's like 15 and he be like, if you don't get your ass home, bitch, I'm going to lock these doors.
Oh,
and then
God.
You're going to be on punishment. Is that a new tattoo? I tell you?
Because he just looked at me crazy about the tattoo I got in my chest. Remembering my dad.
Yeah.
He was like, mommy, is that a tattoo? Yeah, baby, it is.
Look, you're on lockdown, bitch. You're on lockdown. Yes. He's going to be mad when he hears this podcast.
Yes, I got a man forever.
You do. You are married. You are already married.
Yes.
I love that. What a beautiful thing. Well, I can't wait until you are the most successful rapper out there because I want everybody to know she was on here first, bitches.
Yes, and I'm going to be the most popping shit out. So.
I believe so. I'm looking at you. The look
Save
has got
Save this
me.
Interview.
Yes. We're going to do this.
2022, I said it.
Well, I got some other podcasts, too, I'd love for you to be on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm open up.
Oh, lash busted wide open. Are you not dancing right, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not a dancer.
Okay. You said model slash.
Yeah, I dance sexy.
I'm not
a twerker.
I thought you said tip maker. Sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I heard tip maker.
I'm twerking.
Okay. No, I said tip.
Oh, I take tips.
Yeah, because we take tips over here. Anybody can tip this crowded club in here. They can
I'm
going to
be looking good and you're going to want to tip.
Yes. Do you have the good panties on tonight?
Yeah, all up in my ass.
Oh, well, I got grandma's on tonight, so guess I'm not getting tipped. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday.
Yes, all of that.
Happy birthday.
Oh, are you Italian? Italian? Me too. Italiano? Yeah, we got got this. All right, babe. I'll let you go. I won't take all your time, but I'm going to get with you before you leave, and we're going to get this together.
Most definitely. It was nice, Grayson.
You too, baby. Oh, hold on. I want a picture.
Okay, no
problem. All right, we're here again.
Said, hold on, wait.
Yeah,
wait,
I said
wait.
Talking to the big black kid.
Don't you ever tell a real nigga that shit right there. I
ain't push your head down.
You better not put my head down.
Don't you open those googly eyes to me.
Shit, goddamn podcast is over. She pushed my head down on any goddamn thing that's sticking out to my motherfucking mouth. I don't give a damn.
You wasn't gonna open and put your mouth in it.
Man, listen, I would have called it domestic tonight.
Well, I'm a felony because I'm handicapped, so it's
a felony.
No, I'm not a felon. It's felony.
Man, listen, I don't did 5 years to the door, baby.
I know.
I ain't worried about catching not no more felonies.
I know. I'm a felony.
Americans don't like me anyway. Welcome, Michelle.
We up here with Bradley Longway. Longway?
Yeah.
Look,
exactly.
Your last name Longway, but I can't push your head into the mic.
Look at him. No, you bet not. But my last name is not no motherfucking Longway. All I do go the long way. You know what I'm saying? But it's Bradley. That's why it's Bradley.
Wait,
long way.
But
when you ride this Bradley, you gotta go the long way.
My God.
Ain't no shortcuts to this shit, baby. You hear me?
So you out here as a comedian. That's why I want you on, because you one of the only ones that can banter back and forth with me. I love the banter. I can't wait to be on your show. I thought I was supposed to be your cousin on the show a long time ago.
Nah, that's not the show. You don't need to understand. No, it's a movie in progress right now.
No. I'm talking about homie.
Oh, homie.
I wanted to come on and be your cousin.
See, that right there, like, we discussed that.
And you ain't like it?
No, okay. I'll fuck with you the long way.
Yeah.
Not the long way like that.
Okay.
You know, people ignorant out there, you know? I don't need Kenny looking for me. Kenny, that nigga heal up quick.
Nigga, what you say, nigga?
No,
for real.
No, man.
But no, you know what I mean? But no, like, I did hear about that, and we were supposed to do that, you know, shit. I mean, life happens. Everything's going. It's still going to happen.
It's still
going
to happen. I ain't going nowhere.
No, we ain't going nowhere until we go somewhere.
Because I think that'd be hilarious. I come in as your cousin. Because they're going to be like, this bitch really his cousin.
Man, I also need a cousin. I just relate to people. I'm everybody's cousin.
Yeah.
I'm that cousin that motherfuckers don't like.
Hell yeah. You're like, who the fuck brought Bradley? Don't bring him.
Nah, I don't motherfucking cousin. Maybe that guy that don't say nothing to that nigga because he's going to tell you about your ass.
Don't talk to him. Put him at the baby table. Put him at the baby table.
I'm a reason. You're right. I'm telling you.
Put him a little Ray Ray.
No.
Ray Ray.
I don't know whoever the nigga they don't want to talk to.
Uh-huh. No, they ain't gonna put it with me, because I'm that cousin you can't help but talk to. But that cousin, you better not say the wrong goddamn thing.
Now, y'all came in here with some bottles tonight. Y'all had a whole fucking table.
What you talking about? Yeah, we got a table.
Yeah, y'all came in with a whole table.
Why don't we have a fucking table?
I'm just saying, when someone says bring bottles, I had brought my own little fist. But y'all came in here with like three bottles. And a bucket.
When you eating, you gotta have a table.
Hot damn.
What else you gonna bring it to? I'm just saying.
I saw it. I was like, oh shit, I should have took pictures. I should have been snapping on y'all.
I took a little video. You know what I mean? We just hanging out though, really. I mean, ain't really nothing major, like major. I don't know what's major to other people, but it's just, you know, Casamigos, you know, the Martell. If you ain't on that Martell, on that cognac, then you just like to drink shit by its name. Y'all don't know about quality. We got the Hennessy too, because we know niggas like Hennessy.
Well, you gotta get it where you get it. That's what you gotta do.
Oh yeah.
I just really appreciate y'all coming out here to Bunny's Cabaret out here on Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, right?
Yes,
I think
yes,
it's Pinellas Park. So we out here, we doing this thing with CeeLo, and it's all gas, no brakes. We out here with some of the best I've seen so far. We got Mika, we got Hefe, we got, shit, Trap God, we got Bradley Longway, we've got Ginger Snaps Tati in the building for Tokyo-ish. It is happening. It looks like Trezzo the GOAT. Trezzo the GOAT on all platforms. I know that's right. Uh-oh. Sound like another interview is coming in the works.
You already know it. Man, I'm here.
You know some of these people?
Do I know some of these people? Like the people I came with.
Yeah.
Me? I know the people. Of course I know you too.
Just me.
Of course I know who you is, you know what I mean?
Everybody know who
I
am.
We go way back, like four flats on the Cadillac.
Ah!
know what I'm saying?
Now, when you go do one of your next shows?
Man, honestly, shit is in the works, but, like, we haven't set a specific date.
We've been talking, so.
So things are in the work right now. We've really been working on these movies, these skits and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because when biscuits and gravy drop, oh, my God.
Well, I can't wait. I want to get.
Everybody like biscuits and gravy.
I know, right? It's getting late in this motherfucker, and it's getting packed like a motherfucker. Oh, there's somebody else in here, too. I need to get my little thing up, my little pull-up thing with my face on it, damn it. That thing costs like $250. Them things you see?
The who?
Those things over there, them little pull-up things with your face on it, that costs like $250.
$250?
Yeah. I don't know. That costs a lot.
In the hood, that for $50 right now.
Well, do you got some? No, I'm dead ass. I need one.
I'm just talking
shit. You just lying, talking shit. That's some bullshit.
So then, that's CTO.
Cap up the goat. So we gonna get this party started. I guess I got a lot of interviews tonight. I've been waiting for some of these girls to come in. So I really wanted to meet Miss Chunky Brick and Mrs. Chase.
And they is out here too.
Are they? I don't know where they are.
They're out here.
I can't wait to see them. I don't know. You know, it's funny when people have different faces. I don't know who they are until I meet them up close.
I mean, when I say that out here, I see things walking in, ready to get.
I know
dressed.
You get distracted.
I see things that's already dressed, and I mean, when you are a 100% heterosexual woman.
Oh, you had to say that. You had to say 100%.
You see it all. You see it all.
Oh
my goodness. Yeah. Look at this right here, though. You don't see this
She's
right here.
Pretty. Like, she should be on our team. She's pretty.
What is her name?
I don't know. Miss Pretty. Oh, look, I don't know. I think you were talking low.
Pretty is what you like call clothes and shit.
Oh, well, all right.
Like, that's a pretty outfit. Like,
someone's over there joking already, so.
Yeah, he ain't threw a dollar yet, though.
He's not going to. She'll walk away. Hold on. She's going to go down, come up.
Hey, you going to pop up, you going to see.
He going to come down, and then when he come up, watch, walk away.
She going to give him the courtesy clap, clap.
Clap. Hold on, stand up. Wait, she might be new to the game. Oh, and walk away. And walk
there you
away.
Go. There you go.
All right, boom.
And like, hold on, you ain't winning your pocket yet? Motherfucker, yeah. Wait, we at you, though.
And she just said that was disrespectful, bitch. Get
that
out of
was.
Here.
That was. You grinding all on me.
Oh, Lord. Somebody's getting removed tonight, bitch. We're going to see it live here. I need everybody. No, look, he talking about Trap. Tip him. Trap Tipper.
And my dog gave him a thumbs up to my dog, like, God damn, you gonna drink more than nothing?
I can't in this motherfucker tonight.
Hey, Miss Ginger Snap gotta go get a drink, though.
Yeah, all right,
Miss
Ginger,
go get some of
she
that
got
drink.
A drink
man,
right there. Don't
go
get
some of that drink. She had a drink. That's not your drink. That's my drink. You know how that feels. I would say, okay, you grabbed the right one that time. You grabbed my drink the first time.
She wanted you to give her a drink. She was going to get you a drink. She was going to fill your drink.
You trying to say I'm thirsty? You trying to say I'm thirsty?
Oh.
Because you asked me this. I need a drink. I thought you asked me
all night this bitch. When you ready? You ready? You smell so good.
You too? You thirsty?
When you ready, Chucky? Come on, come do a 2-minute interview.
Well, call me Sprite, baby.
Come on.
Call me motherfucking Sprite, baby. Shit.
Video. Come on. All right. Get your ass off. Chunky here. Bye. Bye, Bradley.
That's some bullshit
bye,
right
Bradley.
There.
Take it, bro. Bye,
that's some, she's taking my head. That's some bullshit, though.
Bradley,
just because I'm a nigga
seat.
And a female come up here calling
Bradley,
me Chunky,
get up. Come here, Chunky.
And she hears Chunky.
Bradley,
she's
get up.
Sitting above her.
Bradley, get your chunky ass out the seat.
That's some bull. Don't call me Chunky.
Come here, baby. Come here, bring her. That's Chunky. And Ginger, that's Chunky. I don't know, that's Chunky. Get her here. All right, this is Tokyo-ish, and we are here with Kappa the Goat. I didn't see that shit, and I just wanted to let you know, what nationality are you?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, to be honest with you.
Are you 100%?
Yeah, I'm 100% Puerto
Rican. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just wanted to let you know, I normally don't tell people, but you look really mighty fine in the club. So even though there was a little drink spilled on me, I'm going to do this interview because I said I refuse. And you made me wait. You know that?
Nah, I apologize about that. I had to go roll up and get right.
All right, well, there's going to be a tip involved because there was some drink and some waiting. And I was waiting for you. That's all. That's all I wanted. Now tell us about yourself. You're an artist?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't legitimately get into this about like 10 months ago.
Really?
I got locked up on some Texas subs. I was just trying to find a way for me to get out of all that shit and get out the scene.
Yeah.
So I just started putting them all into this, and I started seeing a whole lot of just changes in my life in a positive way. So I just kind of been sticking with it.
That's really good. I mean, the fact that you can do this and got it out of all that trouble. How old are you, like 25?
Yeah, 24.
Oh, my God. I've been pretty good about ages. I've been a door girl for 12 years, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think, are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from Pasco. I'm about an hour north.
Damn, and you've been getting in trouble? What was you doing?
I was just riding around with a little too much.
You got kids?
Nah.
Okay, don't have none. Because they're going to give it to you raw, blunt, raw.
You already know it.
Don't do it. Keep it in your pants. Keep it in pants. Not worth it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just, oh, I'm old. I got ma'am third time today. How old do you think I am?
Tell me
how old do you think I am. Tell the truth.
Probably mid-30.
How, like what?
Like 34, 35.
Okay, I'm 40. Yeah, I just turned 40.
All right.
Yes. All right, cool. But I just wanted to know, so you're doing some of the rap. You just got into it with doing the rapping.
Yeah.
And I mean, I right now, that bitch cost $250, that your stand-up gig right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it, right? Because I've been looking and can't find no nigga in the hood to make that for less than $250.
Nah, no way.
Okay, all right, damn it. I'm going to have to just break down and do it. I really like that bitch, though. So what music have you done?
I've been sticking with, like, more hip-hop and rap, but I'm trying to explore in the other type of genres.
To get it, okay. Because, I mean, what studios you go to?
I go to Top Sounds down off of 66.
I know that's right. Yeah, and that's your homeboy?
Yeah.
Who's
Trezzo
that?
The GOAT.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what? So y'all got the GOAT. There's been a lot of the GOATs out there.
When I first ran into Brody, he had already had his thing going with a thing called GOAT Films. Yeah. He was already kind of filming his own videos and everything.
Yeah.
So he's kind of pioneering his own way through this and kind of trying to set a stamp. Because he's from up north in Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, okay. I'm from Michigan, so.
So he came down here. And he just been taking off and just a whole lot of motion behind his name for sure.
That's good. So y'all been friends for a little minute or do you just?
Probably going about a year and a half now.
Well, that's good. I mean, I see that y'all rock together. I've never seen y'all before.
Nah, I mean, we slowly been coming out.
Do you go to clubs out in Pasco too?
Nah, Pasco's dead to be honest.
Really? Like what? Is that Bare Assets or that's not really Pasco, is it?
I mean, a lot of the club owners out there, they ain't really trying to go run shows.
Yeah, no. Well, then I guess you'll have to come host to me because they want bitch and talk your wish up, though. Yes. Oh, my God. It's hard to stay right with this wet ass on the side with leather pants. I am so sorry. So if we want to book you, where can we book you and where can we listen to something?
Well, you can find me on all platforms at Capital Goat. Booking, just hit my Instagram. I got all my info in the bio. It'll be at Antonio S-E-R 1231.
Is that your name, Antonio?
Yeah.
I know that's right. I knew it. I knew you were a Raul or an Antonio.
Nah, for sure. But yeah, on my Instagram, you can catch all my info on how to get me booked, anything like that. Just tap in. Right?
Are you expensive?
Nah. I ain't up there yet.
Can I get you for the 50?
Nah, not the 50.
I just fucking with you. What? Go ahead. You can fuck them. It's good. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What? What'd you say? No? Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to guide my homegirl. What did you say? What did she say? What? Is he a nice guy? Yes. Yeah, I think you like him. You want to suck a what? You're sucking what? What? Oh, no. Okay, she wants to lick. You want to lick him like so he melts in your mouth? Chew on it. I can't hear you. I can't. Okay, yeah, he's a big M&M. Suck it. Chew it. Let. I'm the greatest. See, I'm the GOAT because I'm the GOAT wing woman. So you ever want to find somebody, just know I got them babies. I got them Playboy bunnies. I got them damn porn stars to come on out and see you. I actually added a new Playboy bunny to my list. I got the only Indian Playboy bunny out there, Samsung, and she's flying in from L.A. for a video that we got in Tampa. So, I mean, I would like to work with you more. I think you guys are awesome. I love the way you came in here with your setup, and I love the way you made me wait. And that waiting is what made me want to work with you.
Nah, I definitely appreciate that, but you'll definitely be seeing more of us as the time.
All right, but no, the wait time cut in half. You could roll up right here.
You're right. I had to get my mind right.
Okay, well, you know what? I have to understand that because I have been doing this about a year and a half, and I'm just a shit talker, so it's just natural. So I do understand that I have to get back into the mode that people need to get right about it.
Yeah.
I apologize for rushing you and just saying, come here like an old lady. Get your ass over here, boy.
Nah, it's all business at the end of the day. I respect it.
Definitely. Well, I cannot fucking wait. I'm going to get your information. And is there anything else you want to tell the girls? Because we get distracted talking about and watching whoever little baby is over there bouncing the shit out of that nigga right there. Is that your friend? No, that's not your friend.
All I can really tell y'all is just tap in at Capital the Goat. Y'all can hit my homeboy at Trevor the Goat, all platforms, and we're turning up, man. It's a whole lot of motion in the division, man.
I can't wait. Listen, where's your friend at? If he wants to come over here, because after that I'm going home because I am wet and I don't like to be wet.
I'll go get him right now.
All right, I got you, baby. You guys, I got Miss Chunky Bricks right here. Y'all heard me talk about her all night long, and I said, fuck them niggas, I came up her. Say something so they know I'm for real.
Hey, y'all. It's Chunky the Boss in the building.
Oh, my God. I feel so starstruck. I've been so excited. And then I be like, you know, from your flyers to the person, for me, it's hard to put a face to a face. If you don't walk in looking like Miss Chunky Bricks, even though you look amazingly beautiful, you're in your regular clothes.
Right.
So if you don't have, I don't know why I thought you was going to walk in with Miss Chunky Bricks outfit on. I just knew it, but I'm so excited. I am here, Tokyo Ish at Bunny's Cabaret. We are here for Hefe's birthday, and I just wanted to say, again, I am just so excited to meet. I don't even know why. I meet dancers all the time, but I was like, why don't I know you? Like, are you young?
No, I'm not that young.
I mean, a 20. Oh, yeah. I want to say 25, but if I say 28.
Way over that.
33?
We almost up.
Okay, all right, I'm 40, so we're just going to pull it out there, make you feel good. Just because, have you seen me before? Not even without this podcast, have you seen me before?
No.
I mean, even with the walker, it's hard to miss me.
No.
Really?
Wow. I love meeting new people.
I know, me too.
You have good energy.
Thank you.
I love it.
I've been waiting here since 8 o'clock for you.
Oh.
I should have had somebody call you.
I love it here.
Yes, me too. I think we're going to another club on Monday, but we'll talk about that later. But I go around to all the clubs and do the podcast.
Okay.
So I would, man, let me tell you, I think I would love to have you on our team to come out with us, host, dance. I mean,
right.
We get paid. Let's go. We do features. I have a lot of Playboy bunnies, porn stars. We do videos. We do photo shoots. I have nothing but photographers.
Wow.
So I really
you got my information.
Wait. Tell us if somebody wants you booked or anything.
Book me. You have to book me. IG, Chunky _ the Boss. DABOSS.
On everything, right?
On everything.
Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat.
Chunky the Boss.
I love that. Where'd you get that name from?
I've always had it.
Is that like your grandma gave you that name?
No. My ass.
Like, were you like 4 and you came out and your parents were like, that's Chunky the Boss? Get a little Chunky and change that diaper right now.
Right.
Change Chunky's ass. Change her. Are you single, Miss Chunky?
Unfortunately.
No, that's not an unfortunately. That is, I'm going to make more money shit. Am I right? Does your bag come home fuller?
Oh, it always does.
Okay, I can't wait tonight.
You know, you gotta make it as I gotta be everybody's fantasy.
Oh, well, you are my fantasy, and I don't even like females like that. But like I said, girls will tell you, I do not rave about other girls like that. But I don't know why, but you caught me, and the other one I think is Miss Chase.
I think my baby. Oh. I love her.
Will you point her out too? She's not here.
She's not here yet.
Tell my baby. Look, I'm all excited.
I'm trying to see where all my girls at. Yes. That's on the flyer with me. They not here yet.
Well, I am. I was on the flyer.
Yeah, you was.
They put me real small, but
you
it's okay.
Now it's okay because you tagged me proudly.
Yes, I did. I was like, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck everybody. I'm tagging her, and I love her. Just wanted to show you that love, though. I really appreciate it. Yes, look, I won't hold you. Go get dressed, and we're going to do more.
I'm outside. Y'all come. Bunny's Cabaret.
Bunny's Cabaret on Park Boulevard. Hefe's birthday.
Let's go.